Hello. Are we on? Okay, well, I got a little bit of a false start there. Well, here we are, and this is Thursday evening, and so it is time for the Judith Conrad TV program. Oh, no, radio program. We're doing radio today. Monday night is TV. Okay, so tonight, let's see what wants to happen here. We have the theme. Well, I'm starting out with a theme of surrender, and yet I know that there's a bigger theme that wants to come out through this. And so the word surrender, that came up in the TV program the other night, and it is to be vulnerable. It is to go out on a limb. Now, to be vulnerable and to surrender. This seems to have gotten a bad rap here in certain places, that when one surrenders, it means to give up. When one is vulnerable, that means that one is letting it all be visible, transparent, and therefore there's nothing that can not be seen. That does not mean that this is to diminish who we are, which a lot of people want to say, well, because you don't know exactly what you're doing, or there's something that's a little off-center, then you are less than. Now, that's an old paradigm. And what I'm here to say, that just because there's a huge transformation for many, many people out there, that one, just monitor what other people are looking at, what other people are saying, whether they're kind as they're making comments. And having no money or having no job, and I know many people who have this situation, does not mean that they're less than. They're in a huge transformation. And I'm just giving them kudos for having the courage to look at transmuting all of this. And as people are making this new choice, they're either looking at a commitment to a higher level, or they're making a commitment to status quo. Oh, yes. Looking at what's going on for friends of yours. And I've seen situations that where people are into commitment. They are really looking at bringing themselves up to a higher level. And others are, well, they're doing everything. It's like that cat hanging on to the branch. It's hanging there, and I'm not going to let go. I'm never going to let go. And kind of like me when I said, I'm never leaving Mount Shasta. I love it here. It's so beautiful. Well, had I not left there, I would not have had the opportunity to meet so many wonderful people. So status quo for any of you out there, the status quo of staying in the old paradigm, in the old, is really not going to work for most of you. Now, if you do want to stay status quo, that's wonderful. Now, you ask, how do I get out of the status quo? How do I get out of stagnant, doing the same thing over and over again? It's very much like a commercial that I've been watching on TV. Everyone comes out of their house at the same time. They jump in the gerbil cage, and they go round and round and round and round. And then all of a sudden comes this bright red car and two hamsters, I guess, or mice, whatever. They are gerbils. They're driving. They found a different vehicle. And so I'm looking at the vehicle that many of you out there are being offered, and how do you get to that? Well, I would say it is through the deep listening and deep questioning. Taking the time in the morning, in the evening. Some people run, some people sit. I sit in the morning as I'm preparing my message for the people on my internet group. And I just sit and I contemplate, I write, and I ask questions and I listen. Now, many times what I'm writing is information that has come through during the evening, when I'm dreaming. So out of dream time, many times will come information. So it is deep listening to, so what am I listening to? Many of you would say, well, what or who are you listening to? Well, for each of us, it's going to be different. For some, you may be listening to Mother Mary. For some, you may be listening to Mary Magdalene. For some, you may be listening to Jesus. For some, you may be listening to God. For some, you may be listening to Saint Germain. For some, you're listening to your angel. For some, you're listening to, oh gosh, I have a friend in Lafayette, California, and he listens to this old lady who comes to him, in, you know, whenever he's doing sessions, and she is really wild. And yet the information that comes through his mouth is very, very wonderful. That's not for everyone. Some people really, and I say some people, you know, really want to have this erudite message that comes through. They want someone who's got the flowing robes like a Moses or a Solomon. And if it's anything less, then they are not willing to listen. And of course, we must be discerning. So this is deep listening and deep questioning. Today I went to a Women's Business Network meeting. And the speaker, Dr. Midge Murphy, is a lawyer. She has a PhD in energy work. And she works with animals, she works with people, and she works with the balancing of the physical body, of the mental body, emotional, and that, all of that. And what she's doing is she's bringing in right brain, left brain. Right brain, left brain. Now, the difference is the left brain, which is the analytical, the scientists and the mathematicians are normal, and the, let's say, our accountants quite often are left brain. Doesn't mean that they do not have the intuitive side, which is the right brain. Many of our greatest artists reside almost 100% in that right brain, because there's an inspiration that comes out of that right brain. So when we can go through life with our right brain, left brain very balanced, how sweet that is. And so I like to combine a little astrology, a little analytical, to bring both of them in, so that I'm incorporating everyone that's listening. And in about 5 minutes, I'm going to open the lines up. But first, I always like to set the stage of what we're going to be talking about. So your question, as you're calling in, is something that would relate to whatever the theme is that would be appropriate for as a teaching for anyone else who's listening. And I'll turn it into that. Believe me. So get ready to think about calling as I continue here. Well, we are in the springtime, and March the 20th, we had the spring equinox, which is a celebration of the beginning of spring and the beginning of the time of Aries. Well, that's kind of gone by the wayside. We are now, we've gone through the end of March, we've gone through the end of April, and now we are in May. So before we get to June, about the 20th or the 21st, I would really like to advise you that you take some time, an inner vision quest, to write out three major intentions that you can spring forth out of the springtime. Now, for those people who are listening in South America or anything south of the equator, you are, of course, in the fall equinox. It's just reversed. And you may want to just collect and look and see what is being harvested at the present time that you created when we were having our fall, they were having their spring. So it's quite unusual when you go to South America to experience having the opposite season, just the opposite. So looking at three major intentions that you would like to write, and perhaps you'd like to email those to me, and that would be to Conrad3198, that's Conrad3198@comcast.net. These could be major or they could be small. I'm advising that you think of something that between now and the end of March could be accomplished. Now, on the television program the other day, I said that I'm very, very committed, and we hear that word commitment. I have a commitment to, well, I already have a book that's been published, I think it was in 1999, with affirmations. And what I'm doing is I'm looking at revamping that and republishing it. So it's, but this is more. There's another piece of literature that one, or writing that wants to come forth from me. And I don't know what it is, and I am just available to that. So any of you out there thinking of your three major intentions that can spring forth during the springtime that can be accomplished for the rest of the year to be completed by March 20th of 2010. Three. Let's take three. If you only have one, that's fine. Then are you really going to be focused? All right, so we have a full moon tomorrow and the next day. That will be the 8th and the 9th. It's a Scorpio full moon, and it's also Scorpio Taurus. Now, that would mean that the WESAC, I don't know if any of you have heard about that, representing the birth of Buddha. We celebrate his birthday, whether you're Buddhist or not. It's a major deity, I guess you would say, a major force. It is equivalent to Christ. And there are people who believe in the Buddhist tradition, those who believe in the Christian, those who believe in the Jewish tradition. And so they celebrated in the Wesak Valley in the Himalayas. When I was living in Mount Shasta, and even before I moved there, I used to go there to attend the Wesak. Dr. Joshua David Stone put these on. There would be thousands of people from all over the world, from Brazil, from South America, all over South America, from Europe, from you name the country, and they were there in that little town. And so they were celebrating the WESAC on the full moon of Scorpio-Taurus. So the celebration then is the birth of Buddha, right? So with this full moon coming up tomorrow, I love to I'm not an astrologer, and yet there's a part of me that just gets very intrigued with this. I've had many sessions with astrologers, and 99% of the time I rip the tape up because I don't agree with what they're saying, because it's kind of narrowing me down to, well, this is what's going to happen. I like the possibilities that I can be in charge of my life. So there. All right. So let's see what's going on here during this time. I always refer to the Mountain Astrologer and the information written by Stephanie Austin from the Bay Area, because she opens up so many thoughts and thought-provoking things about the time we're in. So she, one of the things that she talks about is to look at and observe, rather than time passing, that we pass through time. Now that's a different concept. The time is not passing, it's just the way it always is, but we are passing through time. So we're passing through the time from 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time to 8 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Got that? And we could perceive how this is like our consciousness. It's functioning like a cosmic GPS. So it's directing us to our final destination, to our legend, to what we're here to be, do, and have in this lifetime. In other words, we are here to create our own reality. If someone says, "Oh, Judith, you can't do that." Well, I remember people telling me I couldn't have a radio program. I was already doing it. So they're telling me that I couldn't do it, because I'm one of those people that says, "Oh, I'm already doing it." And so I'm looking at right now, and for all of you out there, what is it that is the next step for you? And for many of you, it is not puny. Puny, for those people who do not know that word, is tiny. It is not what we've been doing before. It is larger than life. And so it is a plan that has been given to us, our soul plan. I like that term, our soul plan, And we always have to look and see what is not congruent with whatever our soul plan is. So whatever was true maybe a week ago is no longer valid. Whatever I declared a week ago, well, that was just a week ago. I'm letting it go because I'm not there. I must live in the now. And sometimes in doing that, I am letting go of something that is so familiar. And a couple of people who are listening are right here with me. You know what I'm talking about. To let go of something that has been so familiar and has been my foundation. It has been right there and it's causing me to grow. So the loss of something that we thought was something that we really needed. For some of you out there, it could be a relationship. For some of you, it could be a job that you've hated forever and ever and ever, and finally someone said, it's time to leave. And then all of a sudden you said, oh, but I can't do that. You know, then you got into the money stuff. So as you're focused in the present moment, just be and touch your desk, touch your computer, touch the headphones, touch the printer, touch the glass of water, touch a piece of paper, touch something, or if you're near a tree, go hug a tree. To be in this time of now is to place oneself in such gratitude for everything, to be grateful for the loss of something when you held it so dearly. And notice how this shifts your mind. Now, one of the other things in astrology, I can remember always the booga booga, it's Mercury retrograde, and that happens 4 times a year, and it's approximately 3 weeks. And a lot of people go south on me whenever I mention this. Well, it started May 6th through the 30th. If you are in real estate or dealing with a whole lot of details, this is the time to triple check every detail. Because if something will go wrong in and around communication and with details, which is Mercury, it probably will. This is not the time to start something brand new. If you have started it, let's say, oh, at the end of March, pretty good chance that that's going to be okay. So I wouldn't be starting a new radio program, let's say, at this present time. I would wait till after the 30th when Mercury goes direct. However, if something were offered to me, do you think I'm going to say no? What do you think out there? Okay, so it's just the time to look at details. And I call that it's called re-time. Redo, revamp, revisit. And so right now I am actually doing that. And so I welcome this time of meditating, and it's a good time for meditating, a walking meditation. I am going to have a friend of mine take me to the river because I don't have a real good sense of where I can get to the river and walk along the river. Now, what a wonderful meditation that is. When I lived in Lafayette, California, there by the Bay Area, I used to walk around the reservoir about 3 miles. The reservoir had all these beautiful birds and animals and people walking by you. And so it was an opportunity to delve deeper. I call it spelunking into a deeper part of myself. Oh, it's so fabulous to be able to do that. Some people get the same energy by exercising, some by, what else could you do? I get sometimes when in the morning when I'm just typing my message, I feel like I go into an altered state. Okay, so Mercury going direct on the 30th of May. Okay, we've got about 8 days after this full moon, which is going to be about May 16th. We're going to get a kind of a go-ahead to move on whatever we've been reviewing, revamping. So I'm looking, I'm going to get busy and revamp and redo my brochure. I'm going to get busy and I'm going to revamp my book and revamp how I intend to do my radio program. Now, this is the first day I've even considered having someone as a co-host or someone to join me, because radio has recently been something that I do myself. However, I'm opening to the possibility that someone else could join me to take this on a different path, a higher path, or a whatever kind of path. Because for those people who have always been loners and have always done it themselves and always, you know, don't tell me I can't do it because I'm doing it, it is time to look at how you can join with someone else to make it even better. And I had the privilege of speaking with someone today, and I said, you know, I'm really looking at, joyfully looking at having someone join me at the doing a radio program. And she said, oh, no, I could never do that. No. I'm such a lone ranger. And I thought, there goes Judith Conrad. A bit ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago, where I would have said, no way can I have someone else with this, working with me with this radio program. Interesting, because now I'm looking at how can I change all of the old. It is no longer valid. So what you see, what we're doing here is we're setting new limits. we're taking away the boundaries. We're being given some tough choices here. And here we go. I'm excited with it. Now, if there's anyone out there who, I think we're about ready to take some calls. So if there's anyone out there who would like to give us a call, you have the numbers there in front of you if you're listening to this program. Sometimes I think, am I talking to myself? Okay, I think we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, my name is Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
How are you?
Just fine. Evelyn, where are you calling from?
Arizona.
You're calling from Arizona. Very good. Are you a first-time listener?
No, I've listened before.
Very good, very good. Well, how can I help you, Evelyn?
I've got a question here today. I wonder if you can help me with this. My son went into emergency room today trying to deal with an anxiety depression issue because he couldn't calm down. Do you think there's something there I should know about?
Was this you that went in the emergency room?
No, my son.
Well, your son. I missed that part. Could I have his initials?
Z, Z as in zebra, D-M.
D-M. Z-D-M, okay. And how old is he?
19.
He's 19. And he went in with anxiety and what else was it?
I was saying anxiety, depression, because his dad passed away a couple years ago, and he's saying that he can't stop thinking and doesn't know if he can deal with this.
Uh-huh.
And I wonder if it's that, or is it really because he's in college and he's not doing good?
Yeah. I would suspect it could be the latter. However, there's a combination of different things. And I would recommend that before he go forward in anything, that he take some time to do some deep inner work, because this is exactly what I said that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't tell someone to do it if I weren't doing it myself. And I'm just feeling that this young man is definitely, definitely due for some deep inner work. And if he could do a vision quest, preferably by himself. But of course, maybe not with if he has depression and the anxiety. Someone who could be a guide, someone who could be wise, who could maybe a male figure who could, you know, take him under his wing.
Well, I'm trying to find that, but there's nobody out there that I've been able to, like, recruit for him. I tried to go into counseling, and he doesn't want a dad figure to take his place, but I've been trying to figure out, I don't know, numerous ways if there was a male mentor for him, but I have yet to come across it, because I really do believe if he had one, that would solve maybe a lot of these issues.
You know, I have two males who come to mind. and neither one live near you. And, you know, the telephone is wonderful with emails. And one is an MFCC, which is a Married Family Child Counselor. He is the most wonderful, gentle human being. And he works with a lot of high school kids, especially when I can remember when they had a couple kids committed suicide. He was right there at that high school, just embracing the kids because they were going through some stuff there. So this is one person I'm thinking of. The other person is a very active individual, and he's compassionate. And so I'm looking at it, he's not a counselor. However, he is so simpatico. He's so kind that I'm thinking that he would make a very wonderful role model for him. Just, you know, sometimes it's just to be able to talk.
Right.
So when I can find someone, when I'm going through some, you know, whatever it is, that it's good to have someone who just listens and doesn't say a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would like the telephone number of either one of those, I would be very happy. Or just, I'm opening a door for you.
Okay.
And I'm opening a door for your son.
Okay.
That there are people who are skilled and they are compassionate. And do you see the qualities that I've been describing?
Mm-hmm.
This would definitely be worth investigating, and it would be worth, if you have to pay a marriage, family, child counselor, it would definitely be worth it, because for him to go forward in anything is not going to work. He needs to iron out some of these identity, and of course at 18, 19, 20, identity is a huge, huge thing.
Right.
And of course this involves you now, because you are the mother, and we're here at Mother's Day. And so I would recommend that you do some meditating also.
Right, right. Well, I told him to meditate and stuff, and I've been trying to do it too, like, you know, where you kind of burn the candles and pray and that
right.
kind of stuff, but I don't see if that's enough.
So, right, and remember that every person, every individual out there, everyone meditates in a different way. I describe the walking mm-hmm. along the river, or walking around a reservoir, or walking through the woods, or walking any place. Some people, that just gives me such goosebumps when I think of that happening. Mm-hmm. And other people sit and look at a blank spot in the wall, and that would bore me to tears. But then I've never been able to do that.
Right.
For me to sit in the morning and kind of regurgitate whatever has happened during the dream time, I get so excited, because then I send it out to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend that the two of you might want to consider yoga.
Okay.
Does that help you?
Well, yeah. So the number of these people, you want me to just email you from your site?
Right. And I first have to get permission to pass that on. And my email is conrad3198@comcast.net. comcast.net.
Okay.
And both of these mails are simpatico with that age group that your son is in.
So you really do see that he is really having these anxiety panic issues from a number of reasons.
Lack of success. and once someone takes, today is one example, and it pops into my head. A young man came to our networking group, and he didn't have a job. And this one of these individuals took him under the wing and just introduced him to the group. A young man walked out of there walking on a cloud. He had so many possibilities for career. And so you see, it just took someone to care.
Right.
It's not that you don't care. It's just it really needs to be a male at this time because he's floundering in his identity.
Right. And him and his dad were really best buddies, so I think that's why everything is so much more dramatized or dramatic.
Absolutely.
Because
now, are there any other children here? And do you have any other children?
Yeah, I have a daughter, too. I mean, she's 20.
But she's 20. And
it
didn't hit her quite as hard, did it?
Well, she deals with it differently. He's actually having the anxiety and depressions, and he's been to doctors, you know, and he's been to the emergency room, I think, a couple times now for this, and it's just like, I need to know if this is real or if this is just something.
This is real. This is real. As real as it's going to get. And he's at a crossroad right now. So I would, if you want to email me, I will check with these individuals and see if they're interested in assisting you, because my role here is to serve.
Right. Do you think that he should continue the education? Because he's only got so many weeks left of school. Do you think he should continue his education and finish it out, or do you think he's at a crossroads where that can't happen?
It's very iffy about continuing. I can't tell you whether he should go forward on that or not. That is not. I'm not being given that information. After he has some assistance here, I think that he'll know. And you'll know.
Then I will email you and then see where we go from there then.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much for calling, Evelyn.
Okay, well, great. Thank you for your help. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so what I was doing with Evelyn is relevant to what's going on with everyone else. Because I'm not just answering a question about her son, about her. I'm really delving into this for the masses, whoever's out there, three people, two people. I never know how many people are listening and where you're sitting here. So if there is, because we all are at a crossroad, I believe we're at a crossroad. We're going one direction or the other. We're either going towards, remember I was mentioning about the choices that we have? We can either go towards a commitment toward a higher purpose, or we can stay status quo. And Evelyn's son definitely is not going to be allowed to stay in status quo. And it's like this is a screaming out from inward. There's something that wants to emerge. There's a yearning and a calling forth for something. So wherever you're at in this whole situation, I encourage you to, if you need a confidant, if you need someone to do a session with you. Now, what I've been doing recently, because I'm changing what I'm doing, I used to do just tarot readings, and now I'm moving more into sitting with people, whether it's on the telephone, whether I'm sitting with you on the radio, or whether I'm sitting with someone on TV. My guests, either way, you're my guests. I have no other guests, no other people coming in as an expert to pump something, maybe for some product or whatever. You are my guest, and I'm very clear. And maybe next time I'll have a co-host. Who knows? I'm very open. I am not about being stuck in an old paradigm. And whatever it's going to take to get me up out of the stuckness of an old paradigm is whatever it is. And I'm just listening, deep questioning. The other thing is this fabulous quote that I have from this Canadian business coach that I had. If it isn't your genius, it isn't your job. If it isn't your genius, it isn't your job. Oh, boy, is that something. And, of course, when you're in business and you're building your business team, and most people just want to hang on for dear life, just like a week ago I would never even open the door because I was hanging on to the fact that I was the only one that knew how to do this radio program. Well, it could be even better. And I'm willing to look at that, and I want you all to look at being willing to look at what is uncomfortable for you and to see whether you could go past that. Because it could be the most wonderful thing in the whole wide world. So look at what part of being in your genius, where are you in that? Are you in your job? Is your genius shining through? And it may not be the gifts and talents that you think that you are utilizing. It could be that you're such a people person and that your only job is to be out there to network the business for someone else and to actually be paid for that. Hello, that's huge for some people. They don't want to sit at a desk. And to sit there at the desk is the most painful thing they could ever think of. It's like going into the cave, and they can't get out of the cave, and they would rather be out and about. We have another call coming in. And who's on the line?
This is your biggest fan.
Oh, my biggest fan. Hi, Kelly. I love it. You are so great. How am I doing there?
I missed the last part there.
How am I doing?
Oh, you're doing fantastic.
All right. We got a little hum there.
So,
Kelly, did you recognize any of the things that I was talking about?
Well, my pop called me at about 7:20, 7:15, and I missed about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Did I miss some meat and potatoes?
No. If you just came on, I wish you had heard this last part because there was a young man, and I was thinking of you. And
I heard the last part.
Yeah, this last part. A lady called from Arizona, and she has a son who's, well, it's a long story, but I thought of you as one of the people that would be fabulous to call this young boy. He's 19, and your name just popped into my head. And what I was thinking about was how you took that young gentleman, the Mexican gentleman, under your wing, and how you introduced him to our whole greeters group. And could you tell me share with our audience this story of how, what happened as you introduced him?
Well, not to belabor, but which part of that would you like?
Well, the same part you shared with me. You know how he came. He didn't have a job. I think that was it.
Sure.
Could you tell that story to our audience of what happened to the greeter?
Well, 3 days ago, this young man came in with a shirt and a tie and neatly pressed slacks, and he appeared nervous and somewhat hesitant as he walked in. Definitely wasn't a salesman. I could recognize that right away. And he looked a little bit timid, a little bit nervous, and he slowly approached me with an extremely humble and contrite demeanor, if you will. He said, "Hello, my father. You know my father, I think. He owns a Mexican food restaurant down the street. He told me that I should come see you," and then he handed me his resume. So I glanced at it, and I instantly saw that he's a graduate of our local four-year university here, the major public school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what is it you're looking for? He said, "Well, I'm looking for work in the business arena, and I've really had a hard time. I graduated last year. In fact, I accelerated my studies so I could actually graduate with my four-year bachelor degree a term early. And I thought that would help me, you know, get started on my career path, and it's actually killed me. I've applied online to all these different places as we're instructed in college, and I, you know, I'm not getting any hits. Nothing's happening for me. And so right now I'm cleaning toilets." And what was so crucial in what he said that attracted me the most to him was he said, "I'm not too good to clean toilets. I'm not too proud to clean toilets, so don't mistake me. But I'd really love to use my college education and what I've learned in my work. And so, you know, instantly my heart bled for the kid, young man. I shouldn't call him a kid. I asked, you know, have you looked for jobs around here? And he said, yeah, I've even tried to get on as a receptionist at various offices in the area, and I just can't seem to find the right mix. So I asked if he knew anybody in the area, and he said, well, not really, other than my father and the Latino clients and the Latino friends that my family serves. And since I was a little kid at the age of 13, I've helped my father translate English for different negotiations with products and pricing and vendors to use in their restaurants. But I don't really know anybody that in the arenas that I want to work in. And so I had him come to Greeters, and which is our big Chamber of Commerce meeting this morning. There was 125 people there.
Fabulous.
I shared with them a condensed story of what I've just shared with you, and I followed up with him, Judith, later today. He has 5 interviews set up, and he took 4 pages on a yellow legal pad of notes from tips and advice that were shared with him this morning by different people whose hearts were also touched by this young man that want to reach out and help him. The kid's willing to do anything, and he's not too proud to do what he's doing now. But you just, that's an underdog you just want to root for.
Right. And sometimes people come to a place where they're at the end of their rope, and kind of like the 19-year-old who went to the emergency because of the anxiety. He's not doing well in school, and he lost his father a couple years ago, and so he's coming to a crossroad. And I thought of 2 different people that would be wonderful to talk with this young man, because he needs someone to take him under their wing and just have someone, a male, to listen to. A female would be fine. However, I just felt like it would be someone who has compassion for young men, who would be a guiding light to, you know, just to listen and say, listen, you might want to consider going this direction or that direction.
You know, as you're speaking, I did get to hear your introduction before my father called, and I had to take that call. I still get in trouble at age 39 if I don't answer the phone when he calls.
Right.
But you opened the show by talking about surrender, and
yes,
then you also talked about vulnerability and some old paradigms and new paradigms. One of the things that I think, I was just thinking about that young man, and even this young man you're mentioning from Arizona, people will always, they always have, and they always will root for underdogs. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
If the person has a, if they have a heart of gold, intentions that are strong, and they're committed, you mentioned the word commitment tonight too, and if they're not,
yes,
afraid to commit, then you want to pull for them as an outsider looking on, and unless you surrender, unless you are vulnerable, unless you take some risk, you don't have to take a lot of risk. You know, some of us are more willing than others by human nature, but if you can at least take a little bit more risk than you have before, which means surrendering a little bit to your gut, and being vulnerable. Man, people, you'll get a support around you like you've never had that will really help.
No, I just heard the voice inside of my head, because I can hear somebody out there. You're thinking about in high school, you know, the underdog was always picked on, and if they were different from all the rest. I just picked that up out there. Someone's just kind of refuting a little bit of that. And I think we're in a new time period where people, and of course in high school, the peer pressure is so horrible. That's one of the reasons,
yeah,
I'm so glad I'm not teaching high school anymore, because of that peer pressure.
Yeah.
Because the most brilliant individuals would fluff a test because they wanted to look cool for their friends. But that young man that came to Greeters, and the young man that his mother called in, these people are they're past that. They're being available by going to the emergency and saying, listen, I have anxiety, I'm depressed, I need some help here. And that doesn't, as I said when I started the program, it doesn't make you less than. Just like if you don't have money or you don't have a job, that doesn't make you less than. It just means that you're in a breakdown on the way to a breakthrough.
That's right. Coach, I know you got a lot to say and lots to share with everyone, so I'm gonna get going here.
Okay.
In respect of that, but I wanted to leave you one last closing thought that you made me think about concerning you. You had mentioned that you're doing more sitting and less tarot readings.
Yes.
And I wanted to let you know that I was listening to you finish up that call with the great lady from Arizona.
Yes.
You would make Dr. Laura jealous. You are extremely wise when it comes to people and to hearts. And I'll sit with you any day.
Thank you, Kelly. That means a lot.
You are extremely wise, and you give good counsel.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
I can't
love
wait
you.
To hear your closing counsel here for the rest of the show.
Okay.
All right. Love you, Coach.
Okay. Bye, Kelly. All right. Wow. You know, the people who call in, like I said, they are the guests. I just sometimes, you know, what does one say other than just thank you and to be in gratitude? So if it isn't your genius, it isn't your job. That young man that came to the Chamber of Commerce today, his genius shone through via someone else tooting his horn. And so whether that person is the underdog, it's just that temporarily that person is not able to get to the top of the mountain. They're not able to get through the veil. They're not able to get through complete with the breakdown until someone else sees them, recognizes the gifts and the talents. And many times that's one of the things when people sit with me, I'm able to see and feel what is the genius that person possesses. And sometimes I just cheer when I hear that they lost their job because I can see that all of these skills, there's so many skills that they have, and then I can just see them about 3 weeks down the way, once they've got this stuff pulled together, which is what Kelly did with that young man, help to present with a platform. And so this radio program is a platform. And I'm very excited about doing radio. I think I started in 1989. As I started my spiritual path, and by the way, the 5th of May, the Cinco de Mayo of 1984, 1948, I started my path, which is 25 years ago, and it was out of that starting of that I have solidified so many of the gifts and talents that I've studied. I've done a lot of studying. And today, Catherine Gaines said to me, she said, you know, you may not have a new title or what was the term she used? A country. You may not have your country, but she said, I feel that you have the gifts and talents very solid within you. And you're just looking at a different way of integrating, synthesizing these all together. And I have done the whole program without the tarot cards. How about that? And I can do that because there's a deeper connection to source, to God within me that just comes through. And so if anyone would like to sit with me on the telephone, and of course I'll record it. And by the way, you can go to the archives for this program and listen to it. If you know of anyone that missed this, you can go to the archives for any of my programs. And I recommend that people transcribe them. Very much when I do a session or sitting with someone, and I record it and give them a CD or an audio tape, I always recommend that they transcribe it. As they transcribe it, there's so many things that come in between the lines, in between the words, in whatever. Because I've turned it over to a higher power, to God or whoever it is that is your higher power, because I'm tuned into Evelyn's higher power, Kelly's higher power, and whoever that may be, or whatever it is that is there, I'm connecting. It's like I'm arcing from my higher self to your higher self. It's like there's a rainbow, it's like a bridge going from the top of my head through into the top of your head. Feels kind of good to me. So if you'd like to email me, conrad3198@comcast.net, I will respond to your email, and you can check my website out. It's mountshastamagic.com, and that's another thing that's about ready to change. I'm going to be changing the name of my website, changing the whole tenor of that as I'm revamping my book, and life is exciting. And when you're okay to be in the breakdown, that's an old S term, isn't it? To be in the breakdown and to be okay that you haven't arrived at exactly where you're going. And I think many of you out there, just like me, we're in this breakdown and we're looking at, oh my gosh, I gotta let go of that. Woo! Booga booga. Let it go. And what's the worst possible thing that could happen? What's the worst possible thing that could happen? Well, you've been a fabulous audience out there. And I'm just sending from my heart to your heart all kinds of love. And I'm looking forward to opening up my computer tomorrow morning and finding all of these wonderful messages. And again, the email is conrad3198@comcast.net. And I look forward to sitting here with you next week, because I love to do this, and because, just because. That was my inner child coming out there. All right, I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. See you next week. Same time, same station.